We sent out a very, very, very short burst. We turned Arecibo from a receiver into a transmitter one time, but it was a little tiny burst. I mean, if some SETI astronomers way out there somewhere were to have caught that burst, they'd have reacted about like the wow signal, because it would have come and gone, and they'd have said, wow, what the hell was that?
Precisely. Exactly. That's right.
Other than that, we've never sent anything.
Well, we have actually sent a few more recently. There's been a transmitter in the Ukraine that sent out a number of signals, and... I've got details of that on my website I can give you later. But
just tell me as much as you can. Now, see, I had no idea that was going on. You're saying from the Ukraine, they've been transmitting signals that are intended to be picked up by other life if it's out there?
Yeah, and they've been directed towards newly discovered planets. You know, so we've actually, of course, now discovered about 130 or so extrasolar planets. So we kind of know that these planetary systems are out there, and they're going around sun-like stars, so they're kind of potentially the planets themselves that we found are not, you know, particularly interesting as far as life is concerned, but maybe there are other planets within those systems. So
we send out the signal broad enough to be heard by that system.
It's a localized, you know, it's a focused signal. It's not like, you know, just a broad, you know, all directional signal. It is a targeted signal.
Got it.
You know, beamed at stars within about 100 light years. And I think there's been maybe, maybe a half a dozen or 10 signals. I'd have to check the details.
Because might I ask, you mean 10 transmitted signals?
Yeah, to specific stars.
When did they decide to do this?
This has been within the last 3 to 4 years. Yeah, it's
the
called Team Encounter, and it's done by a Ukrainian astrophysicist who's actually head of the effort. And I'll get you the pages on my website, and you can look at it, and people can look at it, and I can give you some more details later in the show when I just check into them, you know.
Well, Doctor, you know, really, in the past, I had heard that we humans here on Earth had settled on the following psychology, that, yes, we sent out that one thing, and the reason we haven't done anything since is because a lot of people figured it might not be such a good idea to let somebody else know that we're out here, because who knows what they might intend.
Yeah.
So when did that fall apart? Apparently, when the Ukrainians began transmitting. See, I hadn't heard about that.
Well, there were one or two scientists who really kicked up a fuss. I think Martin Ryle, who was a British astronomer, really got upset. He thought, well, let's not draw attention to ourselves. Here we are, poor little weak humans. You know, all these guys are going to be way ahead of us, and they're just going to beat up on us, basically. Which I think is not a very good argument, frankly. Who's going to cross hundreds of light years just to, you know, grab hold of a little planet?
Kick our butts.
Seems far-fetched to me, you know. And in any case, they're going to know, they're going to find out we're here soon enough, you know, whether we broadcast or not. So I don't take that line of argument very seriously, and I don't think it's the reason that we have stopped broadcasting. This, you know, the one you were talking about with Arecibo was Carl Sagan and Frank Drake, and
that's
that was
right
back in the 70s.
That's right.
And they targeted a globular cluster 25,000 light years away, so we've got a long wait until we get any kind of reply from that.
Yes. Well, the Ukrainians are targeting something.
Something that maybe we wouldn't hear within a lifetime, but within a few lifetimes, you know. I don't think the reason is that we stopped broadcasting is that, you know, that we're worried about getting invaded. I think it's just that this is lack of willpower, basically. You know.
Do you have any idea what the Ukrainians transmitted?
I guess it was a fairly complex message. I don't know the exact structure of it, you know. Let me get back to you later in the show on the details, because I'm still a little, you know, I don't carry that information right at the front of my mind. So.
Hopefully not how to construct hydrogen bombs or, you know, whatever.
I think it was kind of fairly much like the original signal, and perhaps even closer to the information that was put on the Voyager probe. You know, it's about our literature and our art and our music. I think there's quite a lot of music on it, basically. Because they figure these kind of things might be universal. You know, what's the point in sending a message in English, you know? But if you send music, maybe that's a universal, you know?
Well, music is sort of mathematical, isn't it?
It's mathematical, and also, even if you can't appreciate the music, at least you know that it's artificially constructed, you know?
Well, I hope we didn't send rap.
I don't think we did. You know, I hope not, too. That's one thing I can't stomach either. Or country, for that matter. I think that would maybe...
I mean, talk about something that could get a planet wiped out.